This is Nitro Gaming Jacket on Aircraft CD Radio.
Welcome to Nitro Game Injection, Tuesday night special. I'm your host, Kyle JCRB.
And Kyle is echoing on our call.
Am I echoing? We all are.
Yeah.
There, maybe that'll help.
That didn't do a damn thing.
Really? Still echoing?
No! Yes!
Yeah, I can still hear it.
I bet it's Sarita's side. It's Sarita's fault.
My fault now? You blame the only girl in this show?
Racist and or sexist.
I was hearing myself before Larry got on, actually.
Oh.
take that. I can hear myself.
No. Fix it!
I can't. I can't do anything.
What?
It's not on my side.
Well, my headphones are plugged in. It's the writer!
Can you hear me at all? Now? Yes, I'm still hearing myself. No?
No. Well.
Sarita, are you streaming the show?
It's so light.
I don't have any means to do that.
It's Sarita. I don't know. I don't think it's me. I mean, I have my headphones in, so it can't be me.
Could be mine, because I'm not using my usual headset right now.
I think it's... Yeah. It's the writer. Oh, yes. Welcome to the Nitro Game Injection Holiday Special. If you can hear me twice, I apologize. That's probably twice too many.
I think you fixed it, or somebody fixed it.
Somebody fixed it.
I don't hear it anymore.
I didn't do it. I did nothing.
It was the writer. She's trying to play, like, look, don't worry about it. Let's not dwell on that anymore. Let's move forward with a wonderful show because, I mean, no issues here.
Nope. No problems. Oh, yes, it's Nitro Game Injection Winter Special. It's going to be our last show together of the year.
Our last show together.
Yeah.
Ever. I quit.
We're done. Game over. never doing this show again.
Hasn't even been a year for me since I've come over.
When was your first show?
Back in March.
Was it March? Has it been that long?
Yep.
You're pretty much a permanent co-host now. You've been on so many shows.
Well, yeah.
She always was a permanent co-host.
She considered herself a part-time co-host, though.
Oh, you're permanent, yo. I mean, look, we all take hiatus amends. I took some.
Yeah, you were on the show more than Larry was.
Oh, really?
Probably.
What a douche.
Remember how many times Larry was gone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yes, tonight we're going to be celebrating winter with some selections from all of us. We've all pulled together and chose this playlist, including Larry, who actually came together at the 11th hour.
11th and a half hour.
Pretty
Let's
much.
Get it correct,
yes,
son.
The 11th and a half hour. And pulled out some selections as well, which I haven't even listened to yet. That's how late he got them to me. And then, of course, we're running late on the show to begin with. Because Larry wouldn't pick up the phone.
Dude, you know, you guys, one, you guys are racist and religionist. Because, well, really, Kyle is. Sarita is always cool.
What?
But what is it? Because it is the first night of Hanukkah. Got all the Hanukkah peeps over for Hanukkah celebrations.
Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
And menorah lightings and everything like that. And you're like, oh, look, there goes Hanukkah Harry having to celebrate Hanukkah.
I say that?
Sarita will back me up on this. So, like, look, it's all like, look, Kyle, I mean, why do you have to harbor these feelings? And even if you didn't express it, you know, overtly, you thought about it internally, so. But that's all right. Look, we, you know, weather the storm, cut off my celebrations for you, but you don't go, oh, Larry, man, thanks for taking time out, dude, on what I'm sure it's a busy day. Well, we just put out our album, like, 20 minutes ago or whatever.
Yeah, I know. Hey, that's
and
not my fault.
It's nobody's fault, but anyway. But luckily, in time for the 15th anniversary of Wild Arms, so it is hot. We're very happy.
Yes, armed.ocremix.org.
And thankfully, no. What?
I said armed.ocremix.org.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, cool. So what is it? Yep, armed.ocremix.org. Definitely get. But in the meantime, we've got many holidays and snow plows and carrots and the snowman's noses for you.
Indeed.
Although, let me ask y'all, right? So, you know, obviously I went in the 11th and a half hour, so I just picked some hot cuts that were yet nonetheless icy. So they were icy hot stunners. But, what went through your minds for what you guys picked for today's show? And I'm hearing the echo.
I'm hearing Larry echo now.
Yeah.
I swear it's not me, man. it can't be me and Kyle. Well, it could be potentially Kyle somehow, but it can't be me. I'm on the exact same setup as I was
two days
ago.
No, you just sound all screechy and crackly.
Thank you. That's how I like the sound. I did that on purpose.
You just sound like you're talking through an old FM radio, AM radio.
Damn it. Well, I let the music speak for itself. So.
Yes. Well, basically, I just took, like, you know, snow levels out of games. That was my main thing. Although there was one selection I made. It's an original track from the album Winter Tunes.
You're supposed to talk about how it's a deep personal connection, bro. Not just like, I like Googled snow.
Googled ice cap zone.
All right, Sarita, let's go with how you artfully selected your choices.
Oh, how I did? I just picked
Google winter.
Google ice cap.
I mean, I picked, you know, I picked songs from my favorite games, obviously.
Booyah.
And, yep, and they're also, and then, well, yeah, they're also my favorite tracks, so there you go.
See how Sarita cares the most.
It's the exact same answer I gave.
No, but, you know, she picks them that she actually like liked and was familiar with. And
I'm,
you know,
familiar and like all of the ones I chose too.
You were just like, oh, look at that one. It says cold in the title. Whereas mine say ice.
Yeah, yours says, let's see, you got snow, ice, frozen, glaciers.
Dude, look how creative I got. Look how frozen and glaciers, dude. You probably went snow, VGM, surge.
Really? fine, dude, whatever.
I'm kidding, man. I'm totally being a dude.
I know. What else is new? Anyway, we go ahead and get into some music. Actually, we got Sarita's picks up first. We got Jive Master with Snow from Sonic 3D Blast. An older one from OC Remix.
Yeah, some old school.
Yeah, that's like 10 years old.
Isn't that crazy now, though? I mean, like, OCR has been around so long that it's like, oh yeah, that track was, you know, a decade ago. 12 years ago. I mean, we literally had our 12th anniversary a couple weeks ago, so now it's like, that song is 12 years old.
Yep. Jeez. Only very few are 12 years old, though.
Yeah, only
they're
a couple.
They're mostly DJP's tracks.
Yeah, but as we keep going, well, no, but think about it, though. I mean, we have, so, you know, or, you know, I guess it's getting a little bit later into it, but very, you know, steadily approaching 12 years old. I mean, stuff like the Paperboy remix by the Dead Guys, like, actually pretty timeless arrangements that, like, if they submitted it now, it would still pass. Like, it's, you know, there's some really cool, older stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of older stuff out there that still holds up, which is good. So, Sarita, did you want to talk about this one a little bit?
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I always love Diamond Dust Zone. Oh, yeah, that's right, Diamond Dust Zone. Mm-hmm. So, one of my favorite stages, although I've played more of the Genesis version rather than, what is this one? The Saturn version.
Is it this? This is the Saturn version.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I liked it. I heard it and I liked it, so that's why I picked it.
Well, that makes sense.
Yep.
Alright, let's go and get into it. This is Jive Master with Snow from Sonic 3D Blast. Don't go away, this is Nitro Game Injection. That was Nakajima Dai with Winter HM from Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life, as chosen by Sarita.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Shouldn't be surprised you chose Harvest Moon.
Nope. I've been into it again lately.
And now you're eating. What is today's show sponsored by?
Today's show is sponsored by I don't know what the hell this is called.
Nice.
Sponsored by the Christmas surprise.
Oh, no. Sponsored by fruitcake.
It's like Filipino food, but I didn't ask what the name was. I just know, like,
you just knew it was maybe edible.
Oh yeah, it's edible. I just know it says veggies and a fish that I heard is part of the mackerel family. I don't know. And rice, of course.
I'm afraid. I don't know if that's edible or not.
No, it's good though.
I
haven't died
you.
Yet, so.
I believe you. So, Larry.
Oh yeah.
What's up?
Dude, well, first of all, happy Hanukkah to all my, Jewish peeps. I'm a quarter Jewish, so happy Hanukkah.
You're quarter Jewish by blood.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So happy Hanukkah, y'all. But also, I'm the blackest, Sammy Davis Jr. type, newbie that ever lived. So, what's up? Don't laugh at that. Don't make fun of that. You racist.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm just trying to figure out what you were talking about.
Are
you talking about
religionist.
The remixer Jubi?
That's Jube.
No, that's Jube? Is that
a... Yeah, it's not Jubi, like a friggin' Jujube. What do you think it was after?
Maybe.
After like a candy?
It's,
anyway.
It's some pretty hilarious and silly names in the community. It could have been.
You are horrible. it's going good. Super busy. I will admit, this was a very stressful album release because there were way too many things that happened at like the 11th and a half hour. But and that's no hate on anybody involved. It's just like this is our largest. This is larger than Summoning of Spirits.
Definitely, yeah.
So it's like, oh my god, like that one when that came out, oh my god.
And then you got MMX, which is huge.
Oh my god.
Donkey Kong Country 3, which is huge.
Oh man. Yo, those projects are going to kill me because they're from both of them are from multiple games. And so it's just like, at least with Wild Arms, it's like, okay, the game's always the same, composer's always the same. Like, I can just tag them real quick and then worry about, like, the particular details. Now it's like, especially Mega Man X, it's like 8 different, games, and make sure the composers are all correct. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So,
it is so many huge albums.
So not looking forward to that one. So I may just quit out here. I think that might be
Can't blame you there after all these huge albums people keep coming up with.
Dude, this is the year that, like, we used to have, I don't know, not really like an in-joke, but it was kind of just an understanding, like, these albums, take a little while to make, whatever, it'll come out when they come out, but, not too many. Then all of a sudden, it's just like everyone does albums, to the point where, we have that thread in those remixes now, like, when do the non-album mixes get some promotion? Even though they do, but,
Yeah.
And but regardless, it's like, y'all have too many albums. We had 11 albums this year.
Yeah, there's usually like 4 at the most.
Yeah, when we had 4, I was like, damn, that was a lot of albums. Like, whoa.
Yeah, and this one, you even had secret albums where nobody knew about them until you released them, like 25 Year Legend.
Yeah.
I had no clue that album was coming.
I mean, so many. Well, by the way, everybody get on Reddit, get on the Reddit gaming deal and upvote the album, son.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we, Posse Ball put up a post, so. Like, if you want to get on there, show your support, hit up Reddit and show some love. And, keeping busy. And hopefully, we will not put out another album. I think we don't have another album scheduled for a month, so that actually feels like a break. Like,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's going good. I'm looking forward to actually, like, digesting the Wild Arms album and, like, not, getting to listen to it in a non, like, clinical way.
Yeah.
So,
I'm gonna have to sit down with it, too, but we'll see.
Yeah.
It's huge.
What a massive friggin' project.
I mean, Final Fantasy IV and SOS were pretty huge, but this... And then it's gonna have two more albums following it that are just as huge.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, man, we got more selections coming up from Sarita. This one is from Knights. Christmas
Nights.
Did
you literally just block all of our stuff, like, in...
Yeah.
No flow, no nothing. I'm kidding.
Well, whose fault is that? Waiting until 30 minutes before the show's supposed to start.
It's not true. Well, look, listen, unlike you, and I don't put Sarita in this because she thought about it very intensely.
Of course.
Unlike you, Kyle, yeah. I really took a lot of care in selecting these and wanted to give off just the right vibe, you know what I'm saying, for our fans and our listeners.
I'm sure.
And for fellow video game enthusiasts who I mutually respect. But, you know, you, Kyle, you're just like, you know, let me Google that for you. Snow plus BPM. I mean, get out of here, man. Nobody wants to, you know, half-ass it the way you do.
Yeah, I know.
Let's care more.
I know. It's all good.
Yeah!
Coming up, we got Tomoko Sasaki and Naofumi Hataya from Christmas Nights. We got Jack Frost Chime, the complete version.
How dare you? Dude, if you were going to pick Sasaki, what happened to some Rice Star, bruh?
It wasn't mine. It was Sarita's pick.
Oh, you know what? But Kyle, see, look. You're the lead host. This is where you're like, okay, I'm going to step in and call an audible. None of this Knights garbage. The dude has purple pants. Let's get a star that, like, has feet and legs.
Is there even a winter level in Rice Star? I don't know. I never played it.
Come on.
Never played Rice Star. I'm a horrible person, I know, but still.
I never played it either, bro, but I still know the excellence.
I know it's a good game.
No. But in all seriousness, though, you know, and obviously, I didn't really play too much Knights because he's got purple pants. But, you know, Lucid Dreaming kind of opened me up to checking it out, and Knights has some cuts, so I'm ready for Jack Frost.
Yes, it is very, very cool stuff here, literally.
Oh, you're such a dork, dude. Seriously. Yeah.
And the game is kind of cool because you could actually mix up some of the segments in the song. Like, because you probably already heard this, that there's like four different versions of this song.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the game, there's like five segments, and you could actually mix all those segments together. So you could have two parts from the first song, you know, from the first one, one from the second, you know, and so forth. So I thought, and I always did that every time I like opened it up with the presents and. You know, it was just fun, good old, you know, memory stuff. Actually, I should be playing that sometime soon. I always kind of like want to, I always play like Christmas Nights, you know, or try to anyway, every like Christmas.
It's a good tradition.
Yep. A good game.
It is. I've only played a little bit of the original, but still, it's a great game.
It is.
So, and Lucid Dreaming, one of the highlights of the year for sure. That, JMR and I are getting together and doing a Best of 2011 show, and there will definitely be some Knights representation.
Oh, awesome.
And some Lucid Dreaming representation, so it's going to be fun. So. Alright, let's go ahead and get into this. This is Tomoko Sasaki and Naofumi Hataya with Christmas Nights, Jack Frost Chime. Keep it here. This is Nitro Game Injection. We'll be right back. That was the Capcom Sound Team 3 at Inti Creates with Trail on Powdery Snow from Mega Man Zero 3?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Because that's actually, it's from the remastered version of Rockman Zero Telos. The career disc. I don't even know what any of that stuff means.
Yeah, that sounds like complete gibberish to me.
No idea. I haven't played the game. Does Telos come up or something in Zero 3?
Do not know.
Telos would be the name of the soundtrack.
Okay.
Y'all are nerds. Y'all like video game music.
Yeah, I know. How dare we?
Yep.
How dare y'all?
I know. So now we're getting into my selections for this show. The ones Larry so lovingly called crap.
I did not. Whoa. I said nothing of the sort. I just said that you.
Sure.
I just said you put no thought, care, or love into them, unlike Soraya and myself, who, you know nothing but love for video game music.
Okay, really? Oh, man. Why would you say something like that? That's not very nice.
I know all, you know what I'm saying? I know all.
Okay. Oh, coming up, we've got a track from Dwelling of Duels, Fire vs. Ice Month, way back in May 2007. This one's a collaboration with Pingo Simon, Bobby Winston, and Baraka.
Baraka.
Baraka. Yes.
Which, of course, is the most awesome name for anything ever.
Of course. And this one's from Super Mario Kart, which is a game that I love. Come on. I played this game when I was a kid. Like, I probably burnt out the cartridge. I played it so much. And one track that I liked is Vanilla Lake. And I didn't like the track itself so much because it had a lot of water and ice and it was really annoying. But the music was nice. And so I went with an arrangement of that, which is kind of rare. Super Mario Kart, you know, still doesn't get a whole lot of love. I know you were saying, Larry, when we were talking about it before, that it was kind of a weird soundtrack. In some ways.
Oh, it just sounds weird.
It does sound weird in some ways.
It's really the sort of the sound palette in the first place that just makes it, you know, super weird.
But
it's really cool. It's an acquired taste, you know.
Well, the instrumentation is a bit you do have to kind of, you know, it's either something you like or something you don't. So, well, personally, I loved it, but I loved Mario Kart, so, I mean, I would... When I had my Super Nintendo, that was like two games I had for the longest time was Mario World and Mario Kart, so I got really good at Mario Kart. Now I suck at it again, but at the time I was okay. So, yes, this is from Vanilla Lake, which had great music, but it was a crappy track. All that stupid ice. So, let's go ahead and get into it. This is Pingo Simon, Bobby Winston, and Baraka. With all are welcome here at Vanilla Lake Resort. Keep it here. This is NGI.
We'll be right back.
That was Digidis with Snowballs, an arrangement of Iceland from Super Dodgeball, the arcade version. It's a little bit different from the from the NES.
The arcade version is really weird. I'm used to the NES one, so, you know, an arcade one that's more like, you know, a fighting game with weird, you know, moves. The fighting game is definitely weird.
What?
It's like a 3-on-3. It almost looks more like a fighting game. Half the moves, you're not even, like, using the ball. You just, like, throw yourself. Like, they're glamorized, like you're throwing your own body at the... You're, like, just running across the line, and... You've never seen this? You've never seen this game.
I have seen Super Dodgeball.
A dude will take it and, like, do a mega triple, like, will spin like a tornado and practically smash themselves into the other player. It's, like, not actually throwing the ball.
I don't think so. I think you have to throw the ball.
No, dude, I'm telling... Dude, like, you'll see it, dude. What? Do you need to play this game?
Is this the arcade version?
Yeah!
Okay.
There's several
different arcade versions of Super Dodgeball, so I don't know. Maybe we're getting confused.
What am I thinking? I'm thinking of the one that's like, you know, it looks like anime characters.
That might be the newer one.
Oh, okay. It's not from that one? Oh, my fault. Wait, there's an arcade one that looks more like the NES style?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's the original.
My fault. Well, then we're clearly talking about...
there's several different Super Dodgeballs for arcade.
I'm thinking, hold on, now I gotta look it up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Well,
Leo is saying, you'll come in clearer if you talk while inside of a building and not in the middle of a snowstorm.
Everyone shut up. No, let me see here.
Stupid iPhone. I knew there was a reason to hate it.
Yeah, I was talking about Super Dodgeball and the Neo Geo.
Yes, the Neo Geo version, which is arcade. But there was the original Super Dodgeball in the arcades. It was more like the NES game. That's where I was getting confused. Like, what are you talking about?
That's why I was getting confused. Like, what are you talking about?
Came out for the arcades in 1987. And then there was a PC Engine version, which is very similar to the arcade version.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. But I chose that because Super Dodgeball, it's kind of become this thing in my life. Or at least it did.
This thing?
Yes. This thing.
Thing.
That I was working on for a long time.
Thingy.
And I really like Digidis's work, so I had to throw him in here. Come on. Love Digidis. He's awesome. So, coming up, we got another selection from me. This is an original track from Ubiktunes compilation Winter Tunes by Zinger, called Hibernation Hacker. And Ubiktune has really come out in this past couple years, actually. I think they've been around since 2010. And just blown everyone away with some awesome chiptune releases. Vert releases all his stuff through there, and it's just been a fantastic source. So ubiktune.org, go check it out. Got the Big Giant Christmas EP, which just came out up there from Big Giant Circles. Haven't had the chance to listen to it yet. But it's similar in style to Imposter Nostalgia. And since that album was badass, I'm sure this will be equally as such. So go check it out, ubiktune.org.
Oh, you see that latest Ubiktune release, dude? Big Giant Christmas?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. What is it? Look, I want to tell you that personally.
Yes.
I am in every one of those tracks.
Really?
Yes. I said, look, it's not fair. Well, okay, that's a lie. What's going to happen, though, is actually that any of the tracks that got cut, they're going to be on BGC's next album called Big Giant Kwanzaa.
Big Giant Kwanzaa. Nice.
And so I recorded, you know, some samples in there. But if you don't hear me in there, it's because Jimmy's saving the best for, you know, Kwanzaa.
Okay.
It'll be pretty hot.
Nice. All right. Let's go ahead and get into it. This is Zinger with Hibernation Hacker from Winter Tunes. Keep it here. This is Nitro Game Injection.
Uh-oh, Zinger! We'll be right back.
was Jonas Tunander with Cool Cool Mountain from Super Mario 64 from Bitpop Volume 2. Just some great acoustic stuff there. And we're going to get into some of Larry's selections now.
Woohoo!
We are not going to do that. I'm under protest.
Why?
Because...
You chose them.
Well, I chose them under duress.
That's true, but still.
Chose them under duress, but anyway.
You did in fact choose them.
Okay, so everyone talk about my selections while I switch to a different Skype.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
We got some Tefnek coming up.
Who is Tefnek? What is Tefnek?
I don't know. Sounds like a type of plastic.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder where he got that name, though, actually. I gotta ask Jack, or somebody's gotta ask him where he got that name from.
What does that name mean?
Yeah, but, yeah, this one is, of course, the most least icy track, you know, I could have possibly picked, but you're gonna like it. So everyone, get with it.
It's okay. It's from a level called Snowfield, too. And it's creatively called Snowfield.
Technically, the official soundtrack name is Ice Fortress Sundura.
Is it?
But, yes. But it is also known as Snowfield, so it is sort of just non-creatively named.
Yes.
Okay, yep.
From Contra, of course. And we know, Contra is awesome. Although really stinking hard. I still suck at it. If the fact that I can't get through the first level of Hardcore Uprising is any indication. Because I suck at it. That's okay. Let's go ahead and get into it. This is Tefnek with Snowfield from Contra. Available on OC Remix. Keep it here. This is Nitro Game Injection. We'll be right back. That was Yasuhisa Watanabe, aka Yak, with yes. Snow Fox Stage 5 from Border Down.
Yak, my homie.
Yes. One of your favorites, for sure.
I can't remember if I was saying this just a couple of days ago on the most recent NGI, but you know, Yak is a personal favorite, you know, composer of mine, so he's right up there, like my Mega 3, or not really in any particular order. You know, Fallen's my favorite, but I don't really distinguish after that. But mm-hmm. you know, Tim Fallon, Yak, and Hamauzu.
Yes.
Sashi Hamauzu those are definitely my personal top three. And there's no real order after one. It's just sort of like, again, like, I don't literally love every track any of them have ever done, but when they hit, I love their stuff, man. So, yeah, Snow Fox, you know how we do. But now it is time for some Clover Hearts Perfect Arrange album by my boy, your boy. Or actually, that's probably a woman. I don't know. To me, Teratani, aka Manyo. I guess that's a man. It's like Manyo. Sarita, any help?
That would make sense.
Yep.
Does it sound like a female name to you?
Tomomi.
Tomomi?
I don't know. Okay.
VGM.
I don't know.
VGMDB is failing us.
Look, you know what? I feel like whatever. I've insulted all genders. So let's tie it back, right? So this Manyo track, this Manyo arrangement rather, is for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? So all y'all ladies, kick back, relax with this music, lovingly selected by Larry. Just imagine that I'm there with you, chilling, got my arm around you. We're talking about great video game music. I'm like, all right, girl, let's play On Thin Ice by Manyo here on Nitro Game Injection.
All right, let's get into it. Keep it here. Thank you. Hiroshi Tanabe with Frozen Frequency.
I am the robot.
Dewey's Adventure.
I am a robot.
A robot.
Dewey's Adventure, robot.
Robot. Adventure. Frozen. He doesn't sound like a robot anymore.
Robot Frequency.
Robot.
Robot. You gotta give it up though to the name of this album though. That's Dewey's Adventure Original Music Dictionary. What?
Makes sense to me.
Dictionary.
Sure, why not?
That is new. That is new and fresh.
It's the best. Is that like a very literal translation of soundtrack?
I yeah, who knows, dude? Who knows?
Did you see the sign, Kevin?
Oh, well, always the writer's brother.
Oh, we got some domestic fight going on right
man,
now.
Don't tell me my internet crap.
No, your internet's fine. Oh, we have Sarita having some sort of issue. She's like, oh, did my internet crap? I guess she can't hear us.
Hello.
Kyle, what do you think?
I have no idea.
That's cool. We don't need her anyway, man. Her songs are over. The only person we need is me.
That's true. There is a problem with this call. Sarita broke it.
Oh, shoot. She sure did.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it, like, drained all the call, too. another call quality, like, just precipitously dropped.
You sound fine to me, luckily.
Oh, okay. Well, you totally dropped on my side, but it's nice. Like, the quality went way down.
I like how bandwidth... It's kind of silly how bandwidth does that on Skype. Like,
yeah.
Like, you lose one person, all of a sudden the call quality just drags down.
Yeah, it's like you went super lo-fi. But anyway, but just real quickly, getting back to Frozen Frequency, I was saying real quick off air that I really liked it because of the pizzicato strings. You know, they just, the pluck strings really sound cool like that. And the beat is really cool, man. I like the rhythms of it. It's just a really nice track. And the little kind of synthy stuff that happens in there does have a little bit of that kind of that Frozen style, that ice style. Oh, there's Sarita.
Are you arguing with your brother?
I was.
Throw something at him.
And then the internet crapped up, just like I knew it would.
I was going to say, and then out of retaliation, oh, look, the echo is back now on Sarita's side. So, oh, we got to keep
the echo is back. Wow. That's really bad.
That is so weird.
It's worse than ever. But anyway, now that I can hear myself twice, let me just say how awesome I am. Two times.
Wow. This is the greatest thing ever. It's a good thing we're at the end of the show.
Yeah, that's true. Let's talk about our final track.
Yes, this is one selection from you, Larry. From Matthias Hagstrom Yert. Wow, that is really loud. Our feedbacking ourselves.
Okay, mute Sarita.
I just might. If it'll let me.
I'm not talking anyway. You can do it.
Oh, you have to mute yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I have to mute me.
Hey, hold on. Let's see if that does it.
Still hearing yourself.
Oh, wait. There it goes.
There it goes. It's off.
Okay.
Oh, no. She's. No, are you still there?
Not. Okay, wait.
No, I go still... lower.
Oh, you're still there.
Lower?
I just turned down my volume.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Can you still hear us at least?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
well,
can you hear us?
Yeah, I could, but...
Yeah, now we can't hear ourselves, but that's okay. We don't need to hear ourselves.
All right.
Okay, so hugs and kisses for fixing that up, because that was, you know, that was some echo chamber right there.
Technical difficulties.
I was considering putting in the original, because both the original and the remix would have fit this ice theme, but I really thought Matthias's arrangement... and again, this is from Omega 5. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Just the Neon Glacier's arrangement. I thought it was super duper looper smooth. just I like sort of the I like the intro build. It's really cool, and you know, and this is no disrespect to Iwadon or the original, but I think it even makes it, you know, groovier and a smoother listen, because it's not a particularly, you know, mega liberal arrangement. You know what I mean? When you compare it to the original, the influence is very you know, direct and overt.
Mm-hmm.
But but it's still really cool. I mean, I'd really love to see a looped version of it in a game. You know, like Omega 6. Whatever.
Omega 6. I think it would be more likely to be called Omega 5 2, but okay.
Well, you know, or Alpha 5.
I'm pretty sure that's copyrighted.
Well, Epsilon 5, Beta 5.
Maybe.
Gamma 5.
I've never played the game, actually. But Iwadon is always awesome. And
we need some Pocky and Rocky up in here.
Pocky and Rocky. Nice. Yes. And that's going to close out the show, actually. That's Larry's last selection and our final track of the show. So thank you, everybody, for listening and putting up with our technical difficulties tonight.
Dude, look.
But it's okay.
Let's be real. You know what I'm saying? It's completely worth it. And you know why? Because of the most awesome thing that was on this show. My fucking track with Baraka. That's so awesome. I'm sorry. I'm still nerding out over Baraka. Awesome.
Yes. It is the final show of the year, 2011. Yep. We will be back next year.
After MacFest?
I'm not sure. I was thinking of doing a New Year's Day show, but I don't know.
You can count me out, son.
But there's not going to be anybody here. No one's going to listen. We don't have anybody listening anyway.
No one will be. I won't even be here.
So. I know.
But, yeah.
Maybe it'll just be Soraya and I.
Oh, do you see that, Soraya? How he's kind of like, you know, guilting you into it. Like, yeah, but you know.
I already talked
to
her about it.
12 o'clock, midnight, you know where you're going to be, on Skype.
No, we're not doing it on New Year's. We can do it on regular time on New Year's Day.
You know what I'm talking about. 12 o'clock, time to ring in the new year. Where are you going to be? Skype.
No. At the day before, on New Year's Eve, I hope, JMR and I are doing our crossover show for this year, our best of 2011.
Am I gonna be on that?
It's New Year's Eve. You're even less likely to be around than that.
But what I'm saying, I mean, like, you know, you said best of the year, so clearly, like, some clips of me, or, you know what I'm saying?
We'll get a Larry soundboard.
Just get the clips of me talking about, you know, with the ladies, you know what I'm saying? How smooth I am.
Yes.
Throw that in the...
Like I said, a Larry soundboard will just make you say things.
I guess we do need a Larry soundboard. But you know what? You know, but it would be better if there was no background music. Then, you know, then you get much cleaner. You know, we need like a real... We need like a pro soundboard and like mega clean recording. All that. Or, you know, we could do like the VG DJ style. We all record ourselves. You know, we save like wave files of like our, you know, recording our voices and stuff like that. Or, you know, well, you know, like a 320, you know, MP3. And then we clip out sound stuff. I think it would work great.
We could do it. We'll just record it. We'll just have you record it on your own. We'll come up with some catchphrases.
No, it's got to be organic, bruh. Organic.
Got to cut it out of the background music.
Look, man. It's got to be organic. Like, dude, who would think, like, just randomly, right, outside of the context of the show, why would I be like, dude, Baraka? That doesn't make any sense. You got to be like, dude, on DOD, there was this track. Dude, there's some dude named Baraka. I'm like, oh, my God, that's great. Oh, you can't. Oh, man. Oh, you can't force it.
Sure we could.
But but I will say though, man, this year has been super badass for NGI. Loads of great guests.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you to all the guests who've been on this year. You are awesome.
I mean, you know, Cobb and roping them left and right with some huge names. You know what I'm saying? Loads of fun. Lots of insight. into, you know, video game music, the industry at large, you know, various albums and projects that have come out. So, you know, looking forward, it's only going to be bigger and better in 2012 if we make it out of the year alive.
We make it back from MAGFest.
Oh my gosh, dude. Oh, well, I look forward to the post MAGFest show when we all talk about our experiences and how lame it is to no longer be at MAGFest.
Yes, that's pretty much what it's going to be about.
Oh man. Well damn. Well, I guess let's get Neon and we'll see y'all in the 2K12.
Yep. Thank you guys, Larry and Sarita, for joining me every week. So it's been a lot of fun, and we're gonna have a lot more fun this year, I'm sure.
Yep.
So sure and will. And yeah, well, that's pretty much it. So thanks everybody. we love you all. We appreciate you all very much.
Yep. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa. You know, whatever
holiday you celebrate. Ramadan too.
Happy holidays or non-holidays if you're not into that. Just happy December.
Have a nice day.
Happy December ween.
Happy December ween, yep. Everybody.
Yeah.
All hey, right. Tubbs. You sunk my Jenga jam.
I was raised by a cup of coffee.
I can't do humps. Oh well, fuck it. Okay. I'm out.
This has been Nitro Game Injection number 182, the winter special. It is December 20th, 2011. I'm Kyle JCRB.
Sorry to go.
I be Sarita.
I questioning also yourself. Larry, yes.
Larry, maybe.
Yo.
I don't know. We're out of here. Good night, everybody.
See ya. We'll be right back.
I'm a liquid. 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 I'